welcome to Healing or Woohoo. Is it truly miraculous? Or is it...
I don't know, but unless you ask, you're never going to find out. And I'm a great believer of alternative medicine. Mark Bishop here. Welcome to Business Radio X here in Tucson, Tucson Business Radio, where we do all sorts of interesting topics uninterrupted for the next hour, and in which you can listen back podcasting-wise on our site, TucsonBusinessRadio.com. Interesting guests today, I can assure you. And just maybe you might relate to something they're talking about. Anna Marie Blessing, she's a CNC B and a Master of Science, the founder of Tucson Biofeedback, and an ordained minister where she facilitates both healing and transformation in people's lives, both locally and around the world, through her local and remote clinic. Anna Marie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anna Marie, CNC, what is that?
Certified nutritionist.
Okay. And the B in the middle of the master?
That is a bachelor in metaphysical sciences.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Just making sure that we get all this right before we go through. And I'm going to pump you up a little bit there. Nathan Anderson. Hi, buddy.
Hello. How are you doing today,
Mark? I'm doing very well. Nathan is an L. dot AC.
Correct. Licensed acupuncturist.
A licensed acupuncturist. He's a graduate of the Johns Hopkins University and Emperor's College of Traditional Oriental Medicine, which is in Santa Monica, California. Welcome, Nathan.
Great to be here.
All righty. Now I have a wise owl. Yes, a very wise owl by the name of Christy Harvey. And Christy is the owner of Wise Owl Wellness. She has over 11 years of experience as a movement educator, writer and public speaker on topics of mindfulness, work, life balance, and living vibrantly. Correct?
That's correct.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks, Mark. I'm happy to be here.
That's good. You're going to have a bit to share. And ironically, on the right of you, no relation whatsoever, we have a couple more Harveys. Only this time we have both Marva and Jim Harvey. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing? They're sharing a mic, by the way. Welcome. And they are biophotonic therapy solutions.
That's correct.
Mate, what a mouthful. What a distinguished crew here today. I'm so honored. Thank you. I called it, you know, healing or woo-woo because, let's face it, a lot of people can alternative medicine. And yet we know, without me dragging out a million facts, because I can, boy, when I research this stuff, you're likely to die faster going into a normal hospital on Western medicine than what you are on anything else. Never mind drinking tea or getting energy moved. But the world is moving on and we're becoming wiser and more spiritual. And the reality is we are all about energy. And there's a lot of different healing modalities out there that I realize this now, scientists and so on. And there are people that are helping people, a lot of people like my guest today, who help people that don't have a lot of money and don't, you know, are in a position to not be helped with the traditional medicine formats, with the cost of it, and so on. So, you know, we thought we'd have a show where let's prove that just the example of these four, never mind the 104 that are out there, but just these four. So welcome to Marva and Jim. Now, biophotonic therapy is known as low-level light therapy. Okay, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, it's known in the medical and academic circles as photobiomodulation.
Correct.
So what does this apparatus do, and what's it supposed to do? How does it go, you know? What happens?
Well, I think it's good to explain that photobiomodulation, you know, photo meaning light, mm-hmm. bio the body, and modulating frequencies.
Okay.
The reason we came up with biophotonic therapy was because my husband's background is optics. He has a PhD in optical sciences, so we had to stick to a very scientific name.
Fair enough.
Okay. As far as, I'm going to turn it over to Jim as far as he was asking to explain further what it is.
You ask, what is low-level light therapy and why is it referred to as photobiomodulation? Well, after almost 50 years, the use of lasers for various medical applications has become widespread. And many of these applications are invasive procedures utilizing high-intensity laser beams to cut or burn or kill cells. In contrast to that, photobiomodulation refers to the use of very low-power light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, that do not appreciably increase the macroscopic tissue temperature because the power density used is much smaller than the threshold needed for photothermal effects. Photobiomodulation instead refers to the excitation of atoms and molecules in the tissue by photons, and these excited atoms and molecules in turn stimulate or hasten cellular processes leading to better healing, decreased inflammation, and reduced pain.
Wow. All of that. Now, are they medically approved? Was it medically approved and FDA cleared?
Yes. These are medically approved and FDA cleared for pain relief and increased circulation. We also have a facial rejuvenator mask that has been FDA cleared for anti-aging.
Hmm.
Actually, this was very recent, that it just was cleared.
But it could even help me, can it?
You know, it can help all of us.
Can help male and female? Oh, I'm even going to talk about that one. Okay.
Research has shown that it's effective in relieving muscle joint aches, stiffness, arthritis, rheumatoid or osteoarthritis, increased rate of injury recovery, wound healing, tendonitis pain, muscle spasms, strains, back pain, repetitive use injuries like carpal tunnel.
The other way.
Sports injuries and neuropathy. So it's
good.
It is useful for all of those, but I like to think of it as more of a wellness and
maybe empower self-healing.
To really empower is self-healing that
so it's mind, body, and spirit we're talking.
Yes, mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
And we have seen this in ourselves, and we've seen this with other people. And it's always fun. We do expos sometimes, and it's so much fun to see people come off the lights, and they're glowing, and they're going, oh, my goodness, I can't believe how I feel.
Okay, so you do trade shows?
We do trade shows. We'll do presentations to groups. We do individual sessions by appointment,
mm-hmm.
and educating about light therapy. My desire is to see the world lit up with light.
Okay, that's a nice way. We'll come back more on that and delve a little bit deeper. Christy, the owner of Wise Owl Wellness, why did you pick that particular name as a matter of interest?
Well, I've always liked owls before they were trendy. And the animal itself just speaks to me as an animal of reception. It is an animal that is always observing and kind of in the shadows watching and waiting. And I feel like that speaks to wisdom as, you know.
Terrific. Yeah, nice analogy, actually. You've got 11 years of experience as a movement educator.
That's correct.
Okay, we're going to delve into that. A writer and public speaker on topics of mindfulness, work, life balance, and living vibrantly. Now, you moved to Tucson in 2013.
Yes.
That was your hometown of what? I think it was Charlottesville, Virginia.
That's correct. Go Wahoos.
Yeah. Well, we'll forgive you for that anyway. Where were the administrative director? Were you the minister of, director of the Mindfulness Center there?
Yes.
At the University of Virginia?
That's correct.
Wow. And 5 years here now, Christy, in the desert, as they say. Are you mindful of Virginia?
You know, I don't miss the humidity or the snow, and I've come to really love the desert here. I feel like it is a very mindful place to live because everything can kill you at any moment. So you have to be very mindful and respectful of the environment.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Stone the crows, I tell you what. Okay, you're a licensed brown belt Nia or Nia?
Nia.
Nia instructor. Yes. What is a Nia instructor?
Well, the Nia technique is a blend of martial arts, dance, and yoga. And really, it gets people moving, and it's based on the premise of seeking pleasure in every movement. So rather than the no pain, no gain that you hear in the gyms, this is more of, you know, what feels good and keep doing that.
Okay, that makes sense anyway. What's a RIT yoga instructor, RYT, right or RIT?
It's registered yoga teacher with Yoga Alliance.
And the
E stands for experience.
Gotcha. All right. And yoga teacher trainer. So you're a trainer as well.
That's correct.
So you were training the trainer.
I train new yoga teachers to go out and spread more joy.
Very good. That's nice. Now, in 2010, you developed and implemented a clinical trial at the University of Virginia Cancer Center.
That's correct.
To study the effect of the NIR technique among women.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
who've been treated for
breast cancer. For breast cancer, yes. So how did that come about? I mean, how did that come out after all?
Well, the study ended very positively. We actually found that by having these women come dance with me once a week, it was a 12-week trial. And at the end of the trial, we found that their depression decreased and their functional ability, meaning their daily tasks that they might have to do, fold laundry, get groceries, that sort of thing, actually improved, as well as their energy levels. What we didn't anticipate finding was that we created a community of women who came together to support one another. And the same people who were dancing with me the first day were still dancing with me 3 years later when the trial ended.
Isn't that amazing? So you've got you watched the improvements as they were happening.
Absolutely. And one thing that we allowed was for healthcare providers and caregivers to join in the classes. So there could be days where we'd have their physicians, their infusion nurses, their nurses who'd taken care of them come and dance with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of shifted the perspective of them being a patient, but more so seen as people. And that was really instrumental in their healing as well.
That's amazing. Now, this study, isn't it currently in review for publication?
Absolutely.
Which is the medical journal, do you know?
I don't know. They're handling that from UVA. They're just kind of filling me in and listing me as an author, which I thought was
great. Hey, good on you. Well done. I think that's worthwhile. Good job. I mean, I forget. I read it somewhere the other day, but it's either number one or number two serious for women in America, mm-hmm. breast cancer.
Yes.
And they're forever studying and trying to find. And that's great. We're going to come back and talk more about that. This is probably more traditional. Maybe all of us or most of us have been to an acupuncturist. Or you haven't because you why? Oh, you were scared of those needles, were you? I understand that. Yes, I do, because I've been many times and they don't hurt, trust me. Nathan Anderson, hello.
Hello, Mark.
You have been a professor of acupuncture.
Yes.
And Chinese medicine for over 12 years.
Correct.
Okay, so you're no novice, baby. What was it about this ancient healing technique that got you interested in the first place?
Well, I've always been attracted to the scientific but also esoteric. And as an undergrad, clinical psychology was the closest that I could find.
Hmm.
But I also played varsity goalkeeper in college and had a nagging shoulder injury, went to see a sports orthopedist. This was back before MRIs were commonplace. So they took an x-ray, found nothing. He gave me options of get a cortisone shot, have exploratory arthroscopic surgery, see what we find,
right,
or ignore it.
Or taking a leave.
So I chose to ignore it for a little while, and then a friend of the family was in town. She's an acupuncturist and started talking about my shoulder, and she put a needle in my shin, and I thought she wasn't a very good listener. And then I gestured towards, no, it's my shoulder feels remarkably better.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. So that sort of turned the corner for you. That was it.
It did. It was a little bit before I had graduated and finished my undergrad. I was planning to do a master's PhD in child developmental psychology. And then just the more that I researched about Chinese medicine, I figured it was a much better fit for a tool belt for me.
Very good. Did you ever think that perhaps one day you'd be on the faculty of the Arizona School of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine here in Tucson?
Yeah, it's been on my radar for a while. So I've been teaching for over 12 years, many of those years in Los Angeles. And when I was planning to move back to Tucson, my hometown, I'm friends with a number of the faculty and administration there. So I was in contact with them before I moved. So
it's funny, everybody moves back, don't they? Everybody leaves, goes away, but everybody comes back home to Tucson. Yeah, it's great about that. My wife's a Tucsonan, but she's traveled a bit too and been all straight in New Zealand, the islands and everything. But, you know, the drawer of Tucson brought her back. There's no doubt about it. What do you think has been the biggest negativity of this Oriental medicine, Nathan?
There's the cultural bias against it. I mean, acupuncture has really only been on the radar here in the United States since the early 1970s when Nixon opened up China. And, you know, it's a little bit of a strange esoteric, which is what attracted me in the first place.
But it's been going for thousands of years.
It has. You know. But it's developed from a different culture, using a different set of terminology than Western biomedicine. And so there's a lot of lumping in that it's, you know, New Age mumbo jumbo or all placebo effect, or it's just a mindset. And it's, you know, no more a mindset or belief system than neuropsychology.
All right. We're going to delve into later earth, fire, wind, water, whatever it was. I forget, because I did study acupuncture years ago for a little bit, and I had to give it away because my television career came first at that stage of the game. But there are so many healing modalities out there to do with energy and to do... Well, you know, you're going to explain a lot more in depth why it works, okay, when we come back. I want to move now to Anna Marie Blessing. What a lovely name, eh? Blessing. She was given a blessing.
Thank you.
Was indeed. And the CNC and the Bachelor and the Master of Science, you once suffered from the dreadful conditions of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia.
I did, yes.
The nasty. Now, you embarked upon a journey to heal yourself.
Yes.
And this journey turned into a life's mission to help others to do the same.
It did.
Wonderful. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, well, I had suffered from chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and, of course, the mix of other things that go along with that since I was a teenager. And going to conventional medicine, they just wanted to put me on prescriptions, and it made me worse. And so when I became 18, I embarked on my own journey to figure out, there's got to be a better way. Our bodies are not meant to break down like this. Mm. And that just kind of took me on a journey that ultimately allowed me to reverse what we're told we can't reverse, and wanted me to, I wanted to help others do the same. So it moved me into nutrition first.
Right.
And then through that, I became a biofeedback therapist.
Okay. Biofeedback.
Biofeedback, yes. So
explain a little bit about that for us.
So biofeedback, it's actually how everything works in our world. You put something out, it comes back. So it's the simplest way to explain it. And I do a form of output-input. So the input is the testing form, where we can use a non-invasive form of testing to see what's going on in the body. And it can pick up what blood work misses, like it did with mine. It can pick up a thyroid condition, even though it's not diagnosable. The treatment portion is specific to what's going on with somebody, whether it's pain, whether it's an allergy, whether it is an autoimmune inflammatory response. And through the testing, we then send out the specific treatment for that individual, which neutralizes it.
Hmm. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I have a very good friend by the name of Bonnie Day, and she lives in Oklahoma City. And I had the privilege last year of visiting over there and going to the museum, too, while I was there. But Bonnie Day works for a company that actually markets to the public, where they go in and they actually have a full body scan.
Mm-hmm.
And this body scan can show the size of a grain of you know, like a size of a piece of grain. Incredible.
Yes.
And I had this thing, and fortunately there was nothing there, but they are finding out pre that you're likely and susceptible to going down with that particular disease.
Yes.
Or there's a problem coming up before it happens. And I was speaking to one of the doctors there at the time, and he said, you know what, Mark, in another 10 years, maybe even less, you'll be able to spit into a bottle or a jar, and they'll be able to come back with a report and tell you exactly. You won't even have to go into a machine.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
So they're really advancing, aren't they?
They are, which is great.
Now, your business, let's talk about your business. You have over 10,000 hours.
Yes.
Sounds like a pilot, doesn't it? Of specialty training.
Yes.
And currently finishing your doctorate.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Doc.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon I will be Dr. Blessing.
All right, yes. Dr. Blessing. Go to the doc and get a blessing, why don't you?
Yeah.
So really, so how long is this doctorate?
Luckily it's on my own time because I'm pretty busy running the clinic.
Okay.
So I'm probably, I would say my goal is by the end of this year, but it could be sometime in 2019.
Okay, folks, I've got to tell you too, listeners, she has a beautiful website. You need to go to it. And there's a lot of stuff you're going to learn on that website and find out about her. You've had an interesting childhood. Anna is okay, Anna, or have I got to always do Anna Marie?
Anna's okay. Marie's
okay.
My middle name.
Yeah, all right. That was my mother's middle name too, as a matter of fact. Where did you grow up? Where's home?
about 30 minutes north of Seattle. It's called Mukilteo, Washington. It was actually voted the top city for families in the U.S.
Really?
Yes.
Did it drizzle up there, too, all the time?
It was always gray. That's what brought me to Tucson, the sun.
Do you remember that Perry Como song, The Bluest Skies? You've ever seen it in Seattle? Well, you're too young for that. I'm showing you. But the deal is this. If that was the case, and they are beautiful blue skies, because I've seen them up there, when does it happen? Because it always seems to be gray or drizzle the rest of the time.
If you're going to Seattle to see blue skies, go in like July and August. You're going to have the best chances to see the beautiful blue sky.
Okay. Yeah. So you grew up in Mukilteo.
Mukilteo.
It's a quaint city, 20 minutes north of Seattle. You were homeschooled.
I was.
Now, this is interesting. You completed both high school, but you began college at 16.
I did. It was called Running Start. They used to allow high school students to start college.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so what's your take now on homeschooling versus traditional education?
My take on homeschooling is kind of like life. I think that some kids thrive in a homeschooled environment and other kids would thrive being around other children. So for me, it was where I thrived. I was able to just excel in my studies and go beyond once I completed what I was supposed to.
Do you always have a hunger for knowledge?
I do.
And growth to make a difference in our own life and the lives of others. Now, where do you think this desire came from?
That's a good question. Probably, I think it was innate in me, but I think my mom instilled some of that. My mom kind of walked to the beat of her own drum with homeschooling. It wasn't popular then.
Right.
So she had to go up against a lot. And I think that really set the tone for thinking outside the box.
Did you ever feel you were left out at homeschooling compared to maybe the other kids coming home from school and walking down the street together? And, you know, did you ever feel, or did you mix with them in a different way?
I mixed with them in a different way. So I always played sports. If I didn't have extracurricular activities, probably, but I was an athlete. So I would always play sports. I played for the high school and the middle school.
Okay.
Went to the dances. So I was able to take part in the social aspect.
Ah, so you got in that way.
The best of both worlds.
Now, we're going to talk about your clinic in a minute. This desire to not only see a different possibility, but to live. It took you and your hubby of 10 years on what is best deemed as the alchemist journey. Is
yes,
that right?
It is.
You opened up clinics in Seattle, LA, and New England.
And yes.
Man, that's 3,000 miles across the continent.
We traveled a lot before we found our roots here.
And you always had the entrepreneur spirit, though, right? So
yes.
It couldn't have been easy, though, all the time to get up and go.
No, and every city's different. You have to learn the people. You have to learn just adapting into the different areas. So we loved it, but we were ready once we came here. This was home.
And what did hubby do at that time? What was he doing?
He actually built the clinics with me. And then in L.A., that was when he really kind of embarked into finance. So that's what
okay.
he is now.
Now, I'm right there. I'm come out of the car, and I've come to the front door of your clinic.
Mm-hmm.
What do I expect in there? Why have I gone to an Anna Marie Blessing clinic?
People come for different reasons because biofeedback is a proven treatment for over 16 medical conditions. So most of the time, people are coming in for fibromyalgia and anxiety. I would say those are the top two. And then they usually call for allergies or just something's not working in their body. They're not sure what's out of balance. They feel like they have a thyroid issue, but their blood work's normal. So a lot of times those are the calls I get in.
Now, well, fibromyalgia, I mean, it's a nasty disease.
Can
you explain it a little bit more what goes on with that?
It's less of a disease and more of a syndrome because you can't really test it in blood. So it's a series of symptoms, chronic fatigue, chronic pain, brain fog. I mean, you just are completely debilitated. It manifests in a lot of different ways. Just pain, fatigue, and brain fog are the biggest ones. And no matter how much you sleep, you're exhausted. So a lot of people can't work anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's very hard. I thank the good Lord every night. I don't know. Most of you probably know on the panel, you know somebody who's had that disease. It's nasty.
Yeah.
And there's others out there too. So can't you do more though? You said 16. But other than anxiety, which is probably the most, you know, profuse one people come to see you about, because everybody's got anxiety, haven't they?
You live
in America.
Right. Right. So we help retrain them for peace and calm. Yes.
You go. So, so what else now? What other people come in with what else? Maybe third, fourth, fifth down the list.
Yeah. I see allergies, like I had said. So a lot of allergies are going on, food sensitivities. And they're really hard to pinpoint because they jump around. So a big aspect that they don't know when they come in and they learn is that they're actually more sensitive to nutrients. So the first treatments are always amino acids, minerals, vitamins, mm-hmm. essential fatty acids, and enzymes. Hmm. So by doing that, you cut down the reactions to the foods. That's why you're okay with one food for a bit and you start reacting again. So once you get the nutrients under control, then you can actually treat the food groups. So that's a huge one. And that's a contributor to pretty much every major disease. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't always, again, show up on conventional medicines testing.
There you go. See? Conventional medicines testing. Now, you've got a clinic here in Tucson.
Yep.
It's ironic because we've got people coming from the West Coast, the Midwest, the North, Canada, Australia. We've got people coming from all over the world. Mm-hmm. They come to Tucson to get well because of the dry climate and the sun and all the rest of it. But then they catch all the ragweeds and the this and the that for the allergies and the...
Yes. Yes.
There is no place safe, man, is there?
Yeah, I know. Even myself, I started manifesting those signs. So luckily I was able to treat myself.
Right. Unbelievable. Nathan, many allergy people for you in acupuncture, or is it not possible?
No, I treat quite a bit of allergies. And, you know, Tucson has one of the worst allergy profiles in the United States. We've got three blooming seasons here. We've got allergies in the spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about acupuncture. Let's talk about the meridians of the body. The what? They're called meridians, but you, come on, Prof. Tell us all about it. How does it work? Why does it work?
How it works, why it works from a biomedical perspective is still a bit of a black box. We can explain certain aspects of how it works for pain using different models. So lots of clinical studies have shown that acupuncture helps to release endorphins, which are the body's natural feel-good chemicals. They're opioid-like, so they help with treating pain and making you feel good. It works via the endocrine system, helping to balance hormones in the body. It works on a biomechanical aspect, helping to relieve muscle tensions, improve circulation. But as far as a grand unifying theory of how it all works, we can't do that yet from the Western sciences.
No, fair enough. So what's your take then on being energy, and how does that come up in acupuncture?
Sure. I mean, we are energy beings. I think all of us around the table here would agree with that. Mm-hmm. And the acupuncture helps to address the energetics of the body, normalizing the flow of, quote unquote, qi in the system. And then other modalities within Chinese medicine, the herbs help to address the biochemistry, cupping and manual therapies help to address the biomechanics of the muscles and joints.
Okay, and qi being, of course, the Chinese explanation of energy, right? Body energy.
That's as close as we can get in a Western translated term, yeah.
Okay. So someone comes in and name a problem.
60% of the people that come through my front door are coming in with some sort of pain, arthritis, headaches, etc. It's what Americans know acupuncture as far as being effective for.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But the most interesting cases for me are internal medicine. I'd like to, when people ask me what can acupuncture treat, I only half jokingly say anything that doesn't require a call to 911. That's a little bit of a stretch. If you have a detached retina, acupuncture isn't going to reattach the retina in your eye, but it can help with the headaches that come with it.
Yeah, interesting. Now, what's the name of your clinic again?
Catalina Acupuncture.
Now, why does a needle in my, say, foot affect my ear, or in my ear that affects my ankle?
Well, the nervous system and circulatory system is a rich web of connections. And so all of the nerves and blood vessels, in your feet are making connections higher up and then in the central nervous system and the spinal cord and the brain. Mm. And they've done some imaging studies using an fMRI where they'll needle a point in the little toe and the audio cortex will light up in the brain. And then you look back and cross-reference in the textbooks, and what do you know? That point treats hearing disorders.
There you go. So there's a lot of good things you can do, but it's not going to happen in one treatment, is it?
Usually not. Usually takes a series of treatments.
Now, why is that? Instead of people thinking, oh, you're just bleeding money out of me, why does it take more than one treatment?
Well, I can't accelerate what happens in nature. So I like to think of Chinese medicine as facilitating the body's ability to heal itself.
Right.
And that doesn't happen overnight. You don't develop a chronic condition overnight.
No, it takes time to build, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So why shouldn't it take time to go away? Right. Okay. So What are these blocks they talk about in acupuncture? What are the energy blocks?
It's just when energy is not flowing smoothly from one system to the next. So Chinese medicine is a very systems-based approach, and we're not looking at suppressing one symptom. We're not looking at one molecule or cellular activity. We're looking at how all of the systems in the body are integrating, and there can be blockages along the way, and you relieve that blockage, and the whole system starts to run a lot more smoothly.
Okay. So it's, well, I guess it's like beer lines, I guess, or maybe oil lines in your car, or if it's clogged up, like arteries.
Or looking at an electrical circuit. If there's a problem in one small part of the circuit, the whole chip breaks down.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So by doing that. Now, that's one way, is the needles jazz. I must tell you a funny while I was at it. I was in a bar once with a mate of mine, and he brought his friend in, and he introduced me as an acupuncturist as a joke, right? And the guy said, "Oh, great." He said, "I've got this nasty pain. It's killing me in the wrist." I said, "Oh, show me." And he put it down, and I went bang with my hand on his fingers, and I said, "Now, is the wrist better now?" I thought it was funny anyway. Where was I? Oh, I was in Sydney, and I had this shocking pain from the back of my sciatica, mm-hmm. the sciatica nerve,
uh-huh.
and it was really painful all the way down the leg. And I had a seminar coming up, and I had to do a talk, and within about an hour to an hour and a half, and I just knew I had to get something done, and I walked around. I was in Chinatown. This is where this particular office was. So do you believe in synchronicity at all?
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, I went into this thing. I said, "Please, please, please, you got to help me." And he lay me on this table, and he put this little moxa on me and burned it like a little pyramid thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a mugwort leaf. We use it as a focalized heat therapy.
It's a what?
Focalized heat therapy.
No, the type of leaf.
Oh, mugwort.
Mugwort.
Yeah.
Sounds like something out of Harry Bloody Potter, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Fair dinkum, you never know. Anyway, he put this thing on me, and I tell you what, by the time it had burnt down, the pain had gone. It was amazing. And I didn't have it come back again either.
Yeah, so we use heat to stimulate the acupoints in addition to just needles.
There you go. What other treatments, what other instruments or tools do you have?
I would say the biggest one for me would be the Chinese pharmacopoeia, herbal medicine. We construct formulas consisting anywhere of, 4 to 14 different herbs, blend them together like a soup. They work synergistically, and, they help to reduce inflammation, promote circulation. They have analgesic effects. They can relieve stress, help with sleep, help adjust digestive function, et cetera.
Detoxifier too?
Yeah, you can detox with herbs as
yeah?
well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Gee, I'm going to talk to you about that stuff.
I do a lot of manual therapy, things that would look a little bit like a traditional massage or perhaps an osteopathic type manipulation on the muscles and joints.
Mm-hmm.
Cupping. Everybody's heard of cupping thanks to Michael Phelps and the purple circles on his shoulders at the Olympics.
Ah, that's right. He did too, didn't he? So what is that again? You slap yourself or something, is it?
No, you use a suction cup on the body.
Oh, that's right.
And it lifts the tissues up. Think of it as like a massage in reverse. So instead of pushing down on the tissues, you're lifting up on the tissues.
Huh.
You could use a fancy term like myofascial decompression.
Wow. Man, I couldn't spell that, could you, Harvey's? I tell you what. Listen, Wiesel, this dance business has got me beat. How do you stay still and move at the same time?
Oh, it's just like pieces of music that have silence and sound. The stillness comes, it's just as important as the parts of the body when we're moving. In fact, if you think about it, in yoga, everybody's favorite pose is Shavasana, where you're lying on your back and you're resting at the end of a class in stillness. However, if you go deeper under the tissues, you know that your blood is circulating, your breath is moving. There's absolutely movement happening in the body, even though we're technically in stillness.
Okay, now, let me think. You're lying there in a coma. No similarity at all, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay. I wasn't sure there. I don't know.
No, it's conscious movement.
It's conscious movement.
Yes.
Okay, so all this study, man, it's... Give me some examples of what you've seen it do in the way of healing, other than the breast cancer.
Oh, sure. Well, just earlier or last month, I led a class for free. It was a benefit class to help heal the community, to come together to donate money to the ACLU to relieve the border crisis. And me, being a movement educator, you know, wanting to give as much as I could but not having much as one person, decided to bring a group of people together for the dance. And we dedicated the dance for the children at the border.
Okay.
And raised money for that. And the people who showed up, we've had about 50 people show up. We ended up raising $777.
Okay, very nice.
And it was just such an outpouring of joy and just a release for emotions that have been pent up without having somewhere to process those. So we process them through the body, through the dance. And I can tell you there were a lot of tears, but a lot of smiles and a lot of hugs as well.
That's great. That's great. Well, you're listening to Tucson Business Radio. This is Healing or Woo-Woo. And we've got some marvelous people here today on the panel. We're talking about healing from the inside. The dancing bit, I mean, this is radio, right? It's a theater of the mind. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to visualize how you look when you're dancing. Is this something we do now, or is it something you have to learn?
You can absolutely just come as you are. The biggest thing people tell me is I can't dance, or I'm not coordinated, or I have no rhythm. And the truth is you don't have to have any experience doing it. The body was made to move. And through gentle guidance and great music, it will move the way it's supposed to move, and you just go along for the ride. Most of the time we're too much in our head to think about, you know, what everybody else is doing or what does it look like. And that's not the point at all. The point is to get into the body, which brings us into the present moment, and then we can let go of the thoughts and the belief systems that we have ingrained telling us that we can't. So movement tells us that
we can. Does
that make
sense, guys? I mean, yeah?
It does.
What do you think, Jim?
I don't know if my body would would move right.
You're never too old, mate. Come on, you get off the floor now, buddy. Come on, he's laying down and he just can't stand up. So that's fascinating. That is really, I'd love to see this sometime, you know.
Come on to a class.
Where do you do all this jazz in Tucson?
I actually rent space at a couple different studios. I'm kind of around. I'm a mobile NIA teacher.
Well, you're an owl, let's face it. I mean, you can get anywhere you want to go.
This morning I just taught a class at the Tucson Creative Dance Center. I'll be teaching on Tuesday mornings at Tucson Movement Arts Studio out on Wilmot and Speedway. And I'll start teaching at Miraval Resort again on Saturdays next month.
That's great.
So I'm kind of around.
So when we talk about a resort per se, mm-hmm. we're talking about people who are staying here as guests.
Yes.
People out of towners.
Yes, but when we talk about Miraval Resort, they're coming here for healing. So that is a specific resort geared toward mindfulness and healing.
Towards that, yeah.
So when I teach the NIA technique there, we actually call it the dance of gratitude. And that is where we move the body in gratitude for having a body that can actually move.
Right.
And giving thanks for that.
Fabulous. So it's pretty famous, this resort, is it?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's getting that way. Is it always busy with people coming to be healed?
Yes, always busy.
It wouldn't be as busy as, where am I thinking of? The Shrine in Rome, would it? They're queued up for a few miles. Never mind. Okay, now that's fascinating. I really want to delve into that.
I'd love to have you in a class.
Now, when you moved out here, you had a moody cat, Penny, right?
Yes.
Nice
Penny
pussy, but it was moody.
Cat,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. I tell you what, unbelievable. Let's go into biophotonic. Got it right, I did.
Well, I would say that our lights work well for moody cats.
Oh, wonderful. She needs something for sure.
Most cats will actually gravitate right towards the light pads and lay down and just...
So these things work for animals?
Yes.
And what are the biggest things wrong with animals that people may bring them to you for?
It's rather interesting that this biophotonic therapy is relatively new, certainly compared to acupuncture and so forth. But for over three decades... light therapy, and similar to what our lumaceutical pads, has been used extensively on racehorses. A lot of money tied
up
in the racehorse business.
My word, there is.
And a racehorse that's favored to win next week's race may pull a muscle or strain a muscle or something, and they've been using light therapy extensively for 30 years.
Well, I know they've used acupuncture on horses, haven't they, Nathan?
They have. Equestrian medicine has very few options with the horse and anything that you can do to preserve your investment. And equine acupuncture is a booming business.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they cost a lot of money, these GGs, particularly the racing. And there's the blood thing afterward, isn't there, where you get, for serving and all that. So you want to keep them healthy, right?
Yeah. And the research that's been done on the horses and the veterinarian use, of course, has stimulated a lot of more research on humans. The next area that this biophotonic therapy has been used extensively in is sports medicine. And, of course, our sports are kind of like, or athletes are kind of like racehorses, right?
Well, is this pulling muscles and strains and
racehorses in terms of money?
You need a microphone to do that, darling. There we go. Now, you were saying,
sports.
Is it mainly medicine, pulling muscles and
sports
and,
medicine is yep. has been using light therapy extensively for a couple of decades. And first of all, it wasn't they couldn't really get the therapy in the United States, and they were going to Europe for it. But the sports medicine has consistently used light therapy for the last.
Well, I got one for you. I had a friend in Australia about 20 years ago. She actually did this light therapy for losing weight, and it changed different colors as she danced. She was telling me, right? And apparently it stayed off, you know? So there must be something in doing light, working with light, which you do a different sort of therapy, right?
Well, it's very much the same. I'm not sure exactly what light therapy
Well, let's look at it this
doing,
way. What does the light do to cells? What does it do to internal?
It works at a very deep cellular level. It increases oxygen throughout the system. Nitric oxide, which we hear all about now.
Yes.
We have an iPad that has, all of our lights, it's a Lumaceuticals harmonic light system we use, and it consists of pads of LED lights in red, blue, and near infrared in various shapes and sizes. So in contrast, some people think, it's a flat panel because they've seen flat panel red lights. These are pads, so they can be moved around the body as needed, and they are attached to an electronic controller that modulates the LED light at various frequencies. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, what she was using, but I know that they are using it some for weight loss.
Okay.
You'd have
a million lined up for that, wouldn't you, if that was the case, right. If it worked that well, the whole thing.
We find that really our main word is relax.
Okay.
It brings you into a relaxation state, and from there, from there the body can heal.
Okay, Jim, let me ask you while she's croaking out there. You have a PhD, right, in optical sciences?
Yes.
Okay. You explain to us, would you, the science behind the photobiomodulation?
Well, it was a little over 30 years ago that a German doctor, I believe it was, discovered that all living tissue, plant and animal, including us, of course, we emit photons. And I'm not talking about the thermal energy that any object radiates, mm-hmm. but they're spontaneously emitted photons. And they're photons in the visible wavelength range or the near infrared. If you've had any atomic physics or laser theory...
Oh, yes, I've studied it every night,
You know that atomic transitions mm-hmm. emit visible photons. Molecular excited transitions emit near-infrared photons.
Hmm,
so
okay.
if our body is emitting visible and near-infrared light, it's undoubtedly coming from excited atoms and molecules. What excites those atoms and molecules in living tissue? There is a myriad of biochemical reactions taking place in our bodies all the time. Mm-hmm. So those biochemical reactions are apparently exciting atoms and molecules. They emit visible and infrared photons. And if that process is existing, the reverse process will exist too. So we shine those visible and infrared photons back at the body, which will excite those atoms and molecules, and that will stimulate the biochemical processes that need to take place in a healthy body.
Man. Nathan, isn't God wonderful? I mean, look at that piece of... What do you think, Anna Marie?
I think that's amazing. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... You're sort of similar, but not, aren't you?
Yeah. It's similar, and I think most healing, similar in concept, different vehicles to transfer that energy.
Okay. The Harveys now... if I came to you for a treatment, what sort of money am I looking at? What would I pay for a treatment?
For a treatment?
Yeah.
Well, your first session would be complimentary.
Okay, we that's a smart move, yeah.
20-minute treatment first session. We recommend for a few treatments that you stick with 20 minutes to get this body into the relaxed state.
Okay.
And those, at this point, since we are just opening up at Felicia's Salon, mm-hmm. we're offering four for $100.
Okay, now this is up in North Swan, isn't it?
Right.
Felicia's Salon up there.
Right.
And you're there Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Okay. What I was going to say, what I'm getting at now is, in alternative medicine, do you feel that there is a generic pricing balance out there? You know, everybody's nearly the same. It's not over the top, is it? You got to, what's your, Nathan, to have a decent, an hour with an acupuncturist?
I'd book hour for return visits. First visit's at an hour and a half because there's extra exam time
extra
involved.
Extra exam time to do. And may I ask, what would be your charge there for me to go to?
Sure. First patients pay $110 for the hour and a half, and return visits for the hour are $75.
Okay. Now, Anna Marie, what do you charge?
The
to be able to do the biofeedback and so on.
Yeah, the treatments run about $55 to $65 a treatment.
Okay.
Yep.
And little Miss Dancer over here, you going to lead me down the garden path and we're going to dance through the forest. Come
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we have free events. Like today I taught a free class celebrating my return back to teaching public classes. But it's usually $10 to $15, depending on the teacher, per class, or you can do packages. Like I have a package deal, 10 for $100, so it brings it down a little bit for folks.
That's pretty fair, isn't it? How do you survive with that?
My yoga school.
And what's yoga cost?
The yoga teacher training is a 200-hour training that's accredited through Yoga Alliance, and at the end of that training, the students will be able to teach yoga, and my training is $2,500 for that training, which is actually about $1,000 less than most trainings.
Really?
Yeah.
Because yoga is pretty, it's well known.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's been around for a long time.
Over 5,000 years.
I think you knock off. No, you don't knock off the acupuncture. It's millenniums it's been around, isn't it? Since the Ming Dynasty or before that.
Ayurveda actually predates Chinese medicine. I like to say that Ayurveda crossed over the Himalayas. So Tibetan medicine is halfway between Ayurveda and Chinese medicine as far as the concepts go.
Wow. Now, let's have a bit of an open panel here. Let's talk amongst yourselves. Are there any questions you'd like to ask each other in reference to the modality that you treat and what you do? Ever think about it for a second.
I wonder if the biofeedback would be useful before and after a dance session to see if there were any changes in the makeup of people.
Oh, like testing them.
Yes, testing.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. I have an interesting story. So I love Tony Robbins. That's one of the courses I've taken. And I went to his UPW. So I tested myself before the event. And then I tested myself after it. And the amount of just energy and love in that room and healing that happens, I was the most balanced in my organs and systems than I had ever been. So it can definitely show the changes.
Wow. Well, there you go. Harveys? Don't sit there and look at them. Come on. Anything?
You mentioned you had a sciatica nerve problem.
Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people have.
My wife had that experience about a year ago, and that's what got us into these lights. I'd like her to comment on that.
Ah, so that's what got you in.
Well, yes, but I did know something about light therapy before. 20 years ago, I bought Jacob Lieberman's book. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with his book about light medicine of the future. And he just came out with a brand new book that is Luminous Life, How the Science of Light Unlocks the Art of Living. Mm. pretty cool book.
Yeah. Where do you get that? Where can that be got today? Is that on Amazon?
You can buy it on Amazon, yeah.
Okay. And in a Kindle form?
Yes.
Good.
I think so. Okay. I think both of those are available.
I like that now when I read because
I
it's bigger. You know, I'm getting older.
Right. So I knew something about, and he says, light is a basic component from which all life originates, develops, heals, and evolves. And I was just intrigued with him. And we actually get a chance to see him in Utah in September. But so last year, I had this sciatica problem. It came out of nowhere all of a sudden. And I tried a number of things. I'm very used to doing chiropractic. And it wasn't working. I've never not had it work. And so I gradually got better. But I wasn't there yet, and I knew about this conference that was coming up, so I said, I want to go try those lights. And it was kind of amazing because the next morning I got up and I was like, where's the pain? It's gone. I don't know where the pain is.
You're probably looking for it.
Yeah, exactly, because yeah. I mean, I was used to it by then. Yeah. So all the way home, we drove back from Utah to Tucson, and every time we get out of the car and get back in or whatever, I'd say, pain's gone. This is really weird. The pain's gone. So after about 3 days, it started to come back a little bit. And I called them up. And I said, I need to rent those lights because I've got to see if that's really why the pain left. So we have people will have an experience like that. Not always. Some people will try out the lights and get up and say, oh, I had a pain in my back when I sat down. And it's gone. Not usually. You know, all bodies heal at different rates, and depending on how long we've had the situation, that can make a difference. We're all different, and, you know, but we found great, great relief. A lot of times right now, we're all stressed, and we're reading constantly how stress is affecting our bodies.
My word.
And bringing out the disease. And so I really like this, the idea of using it as a wellness tool that we get rid of the stress each day and relax and let the body work its
heal itself as well.
Yeah,
heal itself works well. Would you agree with that, Jim?
Yeah, I'd like to comment, though, that unlike my wife, who had a specific a problem with the sciatica nerve and so forth, we did rent the lights for 3 weeks, and then she decided that we just have to own them, so we purchased a set of lights.
So a try before you buy, huh?
Once we purchased them, I decided that although I didn't have a specific illness or affliction I was trying to treat,
right.
I do a 20-minute session every night when I go to bed.
Okay.
And I lay down. My wife's got these lights on her bedside table, so I lay down on her side of the bed, and she comes in and dials on whatever frequency she thinks I need I'm asleep long before my 20-minute session is over, and I wake up refreshed. I feel rejuvinated, and
that's
so
fabulous.
Okay,
so you can dial in different levels,
yeah,
per se.
The electronic controller. There's three different wavelengths of light: the red visible, the blue visible, and the near infrared. But they're all pulsed at different frequencies.
Okay.
And you can.
But they're the three colors.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah,
it doesn't change.
That's right. The colors don't change, but they're modulated at different frequencies.
Oh, we have pads that are all red and infrared, and pads that are all blue and infrared.
Okay.
So yeah, different lights.
Interesting.
The blue is more.
Lots of research, we've got tables and tables of frequencies that are supposed to be particularly effective for certain different afflictions and so forth.
Okay. So someone comes in, they tell you what's wrong with them, you can go zip down the page,
right.
Bang, that's the one we want.
That's right.
Sit down, boom, put the head thing and you're off. All right. Well, listen, good luck to you on that. It's called Marva and Jim Harvey's Biophotonic. Salon? No, not a salon. Therapy? What do you call it? Clinic? What was the name of your business?
Biophotonic Therapy Solutions.
Solutions, okay. And you just happen to be at Felicia's salon up in North Swan.
Yeah, well, she has a wellness center on one side of her salon.
Aha, smart woman.
So we are in there with a sound therapist.
Okay.
and an acupuncturist.
All righty. So you look after any listeners that come to see you, won't you? If they mention the show, that you're going to free them, aren't you? Give them a free whack, won't you?
Oh, yes.
All righty. Yes. Now, Wise Owl, you're going to dance them to death, all right?
Absolutely. I'll dance them to life. How's that?
To life, my word. And where are you operating next? Where can people meet you? Go to, what can, you know, where are you?
Tuesdays at 9:30 in the morning, I'll be at the Tucson Movement Studio, which is behind Trader Joe's on Speedway in Wilmot. Mm-hmm. Thursdays at 9:30, I'll be at the Tucson Creative Dance Center, which is on North Cherry, Cherry and Fort Lowell, beside the Nature Conservancy.
Okay.
And we have actually a Facebook group to grow our NIA community. It's called the Tucson NIA Collective. And if you log on there and become part of that group, you can find the listing of all of the NIA teacher classes that are available here in Tucson. We right now have three teachers teach, and we have a class almost every day of the week.
Oh, fabulous. So now you'll give us all those details, won't you, of those links?
Absolutely.
On your Facebook, and we'll put them up on the channel.
Absolutely.
Okay, on Business Radio X here, and we can make sure we get to get promoted for you. Nathan, you're at 2450 East Speedway.
Yeah, Speedway and Tucson Boulevard.
Speedway and Tucson Boulevard, that part of town. Easy to find?
Yeah.
Parking, not a problem?
Parking, not a problem.
Okay. And when are you open most days?
I'm there Monday through Friday, minus the hours, of course, that I'm teaching at school.
All right. And you teach where again?
It's called the Arizona School of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine, or ASOM for short.
And that's on Broadway, isn't it?
It's on Fort Lowell, just west of... Country Club.
Okay.
Across from Winter Haven.
All righty. So do I need to book or can I walk in?
I don't take walk-in appointments. Book in advance, please.
Book in advance, please. Oh, very nice. Okay. So that's Nathan Anderson, and that's the acupuncturist and professor of Chinese medicine we had here today. When I look at his actual brochure, there are a million... you're nice looking clean cut there. What happened to you?
I decided to go with the radio haircut.
My friend, there are a million things. Detoxification, cardiovascular, respiratory, digestive. On it goes, right? Psychological, yeah. Musculoskeletal.
Anything you don't have to dial 911 for.
There you go. Anything you don't have to dial 911 for. And last but not least... blessing.
Yes.
Yes. Your clinic is where?
It is actually like 2 minutes from here, 4400 Broadway. It's the old Bank of Tucson building. They just
You're
painted.
On Broadway.
I am.
The old bank, yeah.
Yes.
4400.
Yes.
On Broadway. Yes. So that is what, over Elvenon or that away?
Where are we? Is that Broadway right there?
That's Broadway right
there.
Yeah,
so it's like 2 minutes, whatever that way.
That away. That's east.
East.
That's east.
The directions are different here in Tucson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It took me a little while to get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be as easy as anything, north, south, east, and west.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The Catalinas are what I go by every time. I still get lost going home, but I eventually get there.
Which
you know.
Mountains am I facing?
Yeah.
So, Anna Marie Blessing, you're going to help people. Do they need to book with you or can they walk in?
They do. It's by appointment only.
Okay.
So definitely either email, call, or they can schedule online too.
Okay. And you've got your site where now? What is your site again?
TucsonBioFeedback.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what happened to the .org? Didn't you have a .org too?
I have a fibromyalgia report on fibroreliefcenter.org.
Okay.
Maybe that's what you saw.
Right, yeah. That's terrific. What is that again now for people?
It's a specific report for fibromyalgia, just talking about the treatments and why what they've tried isn't working and how what we do is different.
Fantastic. Yeah. So there you go. And we'll have all her details up as well. Let's get that up on the site as well.
So okay. I haven't sent that to you, so I'll get that
That's
over.
Pretty good. My big, big thanks to Nathan Anderson today, Anna Marie Blessing. We had Christy Harvey and Harv and Marv. Well, Marv and Jim. Right. Correct? Harvey. And no relation. It was very, very good. Our very first of healing or woo-woo. Or what was it? I think personally it was all marvelous. What do you think? Okay.
Right.
I think it was fantastic. Enjoy it.
Thank you.